The election is in November. It occurs every 4 years. And obviously, it's usually only a two-party. So it's always usually a Democrat and Republican. The smaller parties never have ever gotten a chance to actually go for, have a chance at the White House. They're on the ballots, so you can actually vote for them, but you can't, they never have enough representation to actually win. I think it's very straightforward. You can only, so you can only vote where you registered to vote. So as I was born in Florida and born in a city called Stewart, I can only vote in that city based on where my address is. So once you register to vote, they send you a specific location, and that's your voting poll station. And so you can either go there and physically vote, or you can send in a ballot through the mail. Depending on where you live, you also vote for things in your district. So where you live, like you vote for the congressman or congresswoman, depending on, yeah, so where you live, each district. So the states are split up into each congressional districts. And so you also have to vote for who you want to be your congressperson, your congressional representative, that's what they're technically called. And then you also vote for the state governors, if that, if there's someone opposing them. You also vote on certain like laws or things that may be signed into to the Constitution. And so the whole day is just a whole bunch of voting. And then around, I want to say, I believe it's 8 o'clock at night. It may be a little bit sooner, is when they start to, like, the actual news, media platforms start to count votes, and that's when you actually start to see the polls come in and everything. The districts don't get, it's not done by electoral votes. So the district, it's just flat out, whoever has the most votes wins. So for instance, like in my district, the last time for the congressional run, the person who won, his name was Patrick Murphy, he just got around 60% of the vote, and his opposed, the other candidate only got 40%. So he just won, and he represented our congressional district. So he represents our district in terms of like actually writing laws and the House, whatever the House of Representatives, in opposing laws and everything. So he represents our district